KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, plus other things. Today, we're going to be looking at what that regional trail system, its impact would be at mitigating our CO2 use here in Humboldt County. Today, I am talking with my co-host, Colin Fisk, and we are talking with Connor McQuiggan, who is the Action Plan Coordinator, the Climate Action Plan Coordinator for Humboldt County. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. And Connor, did I get your name right?
Yes, you nailed it.
I've been practicing. I have been practicing. All righty. So this is definitely the time to be talking about this. There was a very, very passionate speech given by 16-year-old Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg that I think most people saw. And she has been on fire lately. That impassioned speech you gave yesterday was just jaw-dropping, wasn't it?
Yeah, I missed that. Colin, have you watched that yet?
I have parts of it. It's pretty moving.
It's very moving. It's only about 5 minutes in length. Definitely worth watching. It's just amazing. I mean, it's like, you know, when you think about it, you know, young people are going to have to deal with decisions made today.
Yeah.
So it's, and of course, they are powerless to do anything except for to raise a voice, and that is what was going on. So anyway, Connor, you are on the Climate Change Action Plan. You are the chair of that, correct?
Yeah, I work as a county planner, so I'm sort of the lead person coordinating it from the county side, but there's a big team working on it. It's a regional climate action plan. So all the seven cities, as well as the county, have staff working on this project.
And of course, you know, some people may ask, why is this on Happy Trails? And as I mentioned at the very beginning, of course, the more of us who are out and about using alternative means of transportation, say riding a bike between work and home, is doing our small part to help mitigate the CO2 output that Humboldt County is dealing with. So, Connor, what kind of things are you guys looking at?
Well, we're looking at a number of different ways to make it more feasible and cost-effective for people throughout Humboldt County to choose alternative means of transportation. Transportation is the number one source of greenhouse gas emissions by far. It's 54. We did, as part of the Climate Action Plan, we did a study of local sources of greenhouse gas emissions, and transportation is responsible for 54% of those emissions.
That's here in Humboldt County?
Yes.
Wow.
And the next highest source is, I believe, combustion of fuels like natural gas, and that's at 13%. So it's a huge gap between transportation and everything else.
Wow, that is something else. And, of course, as people move to more energy-efficient vehicles, such as electric cars and hybrids, that certainly helps. But making it more feasible for people to get out and commute on their bikes means more people will be doing it. And as we draw much closer to the Humboldt Bay Trail being fully completed, that is a very, very easy way, because it's completely flat along the bay and very safe since it's off from the highway. I think a lot of people who commute between Eureka and Arcata are going to be choosing that as a means of getting to and from work. What do you think?
I totally agree. I'm really excited that that's finally coming to fruition, because just from my anecdotal kind of discussions with other people in the community, that is, you're right. I think that that's going to be a really frequently used route for commuters. And there's a you know, there's a large and slightly silent, I mean, people don't recognize this as a bicyclist area, but, you know, there are a huge group of cyclists here, and I think that they'll be coming out in full force to commute between Arcata and even further north to the Eureka once that trail is up. I think it's going to be really well used.
I fully agree, and there are people who do commute between the two, but you have to ride on the shoulder, and that takes there's a degree of risk there. There's no sugarcoating that. There's only a stripe of paint that protects you between large motor vehicles moving at 50 miles an hour if they're going the speed limit, and you on a bicycle. So it takes there's a degree of risk. Once there is a fully separate trail, that risk is gone, and I think a lot more people are going to be doing it, especially in the fact that it's, as I said, completely flat. You don't have to be, complete workout buff shaped to be able to do that one. That's one of those things that pretty much anyone can do.
Yeah,
and I'd add, Cliff, that there's research that shows that there's a really large segment of the population that are interested in bicycling but don't, and the main reason they don't is they don't feel safe. And so I think things like this that really make people feel safe really can move the needle a lot on that.
Yeah, that was my motivation for even creating this show, Happy Trails, is I used to commute between Eureka and Ferndale, which that takes some doing. There's some pretty big hills, and it's quite a workout and quite a distance. I followed all the rules of the road and was fully lit up and had the safety equipment and all that. And I still got hit. And, that was quite the wake up call I had mirrors and everything, but those things are going a lot faster than you are. And, even if you can see it coming, it's like, well, yikes. So, that was like, we need a regional trail system. And we're creeping ever closer to that, and I think it will be employed by a lot of folks here in Humboldt County who really want to do it.
Mm-hmm. So, Connor, do you think in the Climate Action Plan, I know it's not completed yet, but do you think there will be mechanisms for supporting more trails and as well as other infrastructure like bike lanes and sidewalks and so forth?
Yeah, definitely. In terms of trails, I'm not an expert on this, but we do have a measure in there to expand our regional trail network. And one way a climate action plan really helps with that, well, I guess I could say two ways. One is that it's this regional platform where all the cities in the county are collaborating. So it's a venue for, different cities to work together to come together and work on these collaborative projects. To build trails that may go from one city to the other. And the second one is funding. Having a climate action plan is really, really great to look for sources for state funding, because we can now say, hey, we want to build this trail, and we can show you exactly how much greenhouse gas emissions that this will reduce due to people switching from cars to bikes to maybe use this trail every once in a while. So it's a really good way to show the climate benefits of building trails on a really local level.
And that kind of positive feedback really does help. I've had a solar system on our house for a number of years now, and one of the cool things is that every day it gives me a little report. It emails me and it tells me how much energy we created, and on top of that, how much carbon we essentially didn't use by making our own electricity, and it's in pounds. it's like wow, that's a lot. Well, that's a lot of carbon for just one house, and it makes you, that kind of positive reinforcement that really helps.
Yeah, definitely.
So, are there ways that if folks have ideas for things that might want to see included in the climate action plan around active transportation and trails, are there ways for them to get involved and make suggestions?
Definitely. So if you Google Humboldt County Climate Action Plan, that's pretty much the easiest way to get to our landing page. And my information is up there, and that's also So you can email me at any time. I'm always available to answer any questions or talk about this project. And we're going to host a second round of public workshops. We went throughout the county earlier this year to talk about the Climate Action Plan, and we're going to do it again in the next few months. So keep checking that website to see when those workshops are happening. And also, there's a survey online, and there are a bunch of questions on there about active transportation. So then you have a chance to sort of leave your own comments, and that has been really helpful for us.
Excellent. Very good. And, of course, you know, one thing that we all have to realize is that climate and weather are two different things altogether. But climate change does affect the weather, and in large part. And the weather extremes are, of course, becoming more normal. We saw extreme flooding here in Ferndale last year, and it was just a couple years before that where we had extreme flooding here in Ferndale. It's usually not that often. And we just had an extreme flooding event at Arcata that flooded a good amount of buildings at Humboldt State University. These are unusual. These things, you know, have historically happened, but they are happening more often now.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. And if we want to sort of slow that trend, that's we need to get folks riding their bikes and walking and taking the bus a lot more. So hopefully the Climate Action Plan will help us get there.
Yeah, you know, this is a local effort, but statewide emissions, transportation is the number one source. So I see this as a very important piece of the puzzle. I think that every local community needs to take these steps, and if we all do that, then we actually will make a pretty big impact.
Yeah. And as I said before, I think one of the big things is going to be this Humboldt Bay Trail. We have the two big population centers of Humboldt County. There's a lot of commuting between Eureka and Arcata, and I think a lot of people would be willing to do their part, and that could make a bit of difference. There, unfortunately, are parts of Humboldt County is very widespread and very rural, and alternative transportation is not really possible for a lot of it, but the bulk of the transportation is between the cities, and I think these kinds of trails will make a difference in the long run.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And
absolutely.
We're looking at ways that the local government can really be a leader, and I see it as sort of people who are interested in biking or do bike to work or for fun. We want to make it a safer, easier experience for them. And for people who live in more rural areas and can't, you know, there's no responsibility. And we hope to look at ways to reduce vehicle trips in rural areas too. Of course, that's more of a challenge.
Yeah, it's more of a challenge. And one of the things that I was kind of excited about, and this is again related to all this as well with regard to mitigation of CO2 from vehicles, is the incentives right now for electric vehicles are amazing, especially here in California. I mean, you can get between the feds and the state, you can get like up to $10,000 tax credit. $10,000. That makes a big dent in the purchase of an electric vehicle.
Yeah, we got to get the word out about that. I'm glad you brought it up. It's Redwood Coast Energy Authority is a local agency that purchases our electricity for us. They have a great program outreach around EVs, so they're a great resource to learn more and kind of take that first step towards purchasing an electric vehicle.
And distances have gotten much better. There are many out there now that'll go 250 miles on a single charge, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, the vast majority of driving is much shorter. It's between our local towns. They are still a bit impractical if you're going to make regular trips down to San Francisco. But as we said, the vast majority is within the county, and that can make an enormous difference.
Definitely.
Well, and I'll say that I know some folks personally who have driven long distances even across the whole country with an EV. So I think it's becoming more and more possible, and And also, you know, you mentioned, Cliff, there's, you know, some trips that are maybe not doable by mm-hmm. bike or by foot, but mm-hmm. The California Air Resources Board has kind of taken a look at this on a statewide basis, and they've said, well, you know, we need to reduce the number of miles that we travel, and we need to electrify the vehicle fleet. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like, you know, and I think in Humboldt we see that with some of these more the more rural spread out areas. Maybe they you know, they're not going to be giving up their cars, but they can be electrified over the long run. Whereas in our cities and in town, we can do a lot more of walking and biking and taking the bus.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the day when I can have an electric vehicle. As I said, I have a solar system in my house, and being able to charge my car with my solar panels, what a dream come true!
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, that was like one of those. Wow. Well, I got the first step down, you know, and I've got a hybrid that gets great mileage, but that's the next step is to go electric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, get on the bike and do that more often when it's practical.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And as far as the county goes and the climate action plan and so forth, making it more practical for us all to do that.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of ways to do that, and hopefully, you know, we definitely can't do it without lots of public input, hearing from everyone what are their biggest barriers to taking the bus, to walking, to biking in our local cities and rural areas. And so we definitely want to hear from everyone as much as possible.
Excellent. And just once again, when is the next chance for public input?
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't scheduled it yet because
okay.
it's still like 2 to 3 months out, but I'm anticipating that we're going to do another round of workshops before the year is over. So, and those will all be posted on our website, and we'll try to send out notices through paper, and maybe I can come back on the segment, mm-hmm. or just, I really want to get the word out as much as possible.
Fantastic. All righty. Well, we are unfortunately out of time, but Connor, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this morning. It's been really informative, and Colin, as always, thanks for pulling all this together. Really fantastic.
Thank you, Cliff.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff. Thank you, Colin.
You got it. This conversation you will find podcast shortly on iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.